Security figures back former CIA chief.
None of us liked the allegations that were being made against him by the White House.
Paying tribute to the Queen.
Aretha Franklin only comes around once, period.
Vatican's response to Pennsylvania abuse.
Shame and sorrow.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Several former U.S. security officials, including the Navy man who led the raid on Osama bin Laden, retired Admiral William McRaven, are blasting President Trump for pulling the security clearance of one of his top critics, ex-CIA Director John Brennan. Here's CBS's Peter King.
More than a dozen former national intelligence officials call the president's decision inappropriate and deeply regrettable. They say it's an ominous sign for anyone who wants to criticize the Trump administration.
And this, in our view, was an intent to intimidate them.
Former CIA deputy director and current CBS News contributor Michael Morell helped craft the letter.
The risk here is that a number of people will no longer speak out because they'll be afraid of the president taking action against them.
The former officials say while they don't necessarily agree with everything that John Brennan has said, they do agree that he does have a right to speak out. Peter King, CBS News.
With cost estimates hitting a sour note, President Trump's planned military parade is now on the back burner. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
After reports the costs for the parade were ballooning out of control, the Pentagon issued a statement late Thursday saying it was being delayed. Originally set for November 10th, the Pentagon now says it will explore opportunities for next year. Just hours before the announcement, Defense Secretary James Mattis told reporters he had not seen the estimates of $92 million, $80 million more than the original estimate.
Well, the outpouring goes on for the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Her death at 76 has prompted fans and entertainers to sing. Our coverage begins with CBS's Vladimir Duthier.
Paying tribute to the Queen of Soul Thursday, singer Alicia Keys belted out a rendition of A Natural Woman. While a guest on a radio show.
On the morning rain.
Keys was one of several powerful female singers to pay tribute to Aretha Franklin. An emotional Ariana Grande appeared on The Tonight Show. Many celebrities and politicians paid respect to Franklin on social media. Singer Mariah Carey tweeted, "She blew open the door for me and so many others." And former President Barack Obama wrote, "Aretha helped define the American experience. May the Queen of Soul rest in eternal peace."
Well, CBS's Steve Futterman heard the chorus of Aretha fans in Southern California.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
They sang.
A-K-T-C-P.
And they remembered.
Queen of Soul. Anything that she sang, anything that she touched was just gold.
Fans of Aretha Franklin gathered next to her star on the Hollywood Boulevard Walk of Fame.
Made you feel good. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Many recalled seeing her perform in concert.
Richmond. Atlanta.
You followed her.
I followed her. Yes, I did. Me and my crew.
In many places yesterday, including Hollywood Boulevard, Aretha Franklin's music filled the air.
Respect. Just a little bit.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The latest audio tape reveal from Omarosa Manigault Newman was on MSNBC, a conversation with Trump daughter-in-law, Lara.
We're talking about like $15,000 a month. Let me see what that adds up to. 12. Yeah, so that's
$180,000 for a campaign job. Omarosa says it was to buy her silence after she was fired at the White House.
She was very specific that it was, as we call him, DJT, that it was Donald Trump that wanted her to make this offer to me.
Well, now to Virginia. CBS's Stephen Portnoy's got the latest this morning on deliberations in the Paul Manafort trial.
As they begin their second day of deliberations, jurors will come to court having weighed the judge's response to their question about the phrase reasonable doubt. Judge T.S. Ellis reminded the jury last night that the prosecution doesn't have to prove guilt beyond all possible doubt, but beyond a doubt that's reasonable. The question indicates a debate inside the jury room over whether the special counsel's team has proved its case. And Paul Manafort's defense lawyer says it's a good sign for his client.
There's no word on a possible motive in the killing of a pregnant Colorado woman, Shanann Watts, and her two young daughters. Her husband is facing murder charges. CBS's Omar Villafranca is covering.
Investigators told us late yesterday that not only did they find what they believed to be Shanann's body, they also located two other bodies in close proximity. And they believe that it is the bodies of the two little girls.
Phoenix police say an ambush left a city police officer shot and in critical condition at a hospital. It happened during a traffic stop. The Vatican has broken its silence on the Pennsylvania grand jury report detailing the sexual abuse of more than 1,000 children by 300 priests since the 1940s. Greg Burke is a church spokesman.
Victims should know that the Pope is on their side. Those who have suffered are his priority.
Sean Daugherty was 10 years old when he was abused by a Pennsylvania priest. He's not impressed.
You pulled an old statement out of the archives, you know, Roman Catholic playbook and the Vatican page, name a number.
More than 1,000 Google employees have signed a letter opposing a secret company plan to build a search engine that would follow the rules of Chinese censorship. CBS News tech analyst Larry Maggott.
On one hand, China is an enormous potential market for Google, and if the company is to grow significantly, it has to expand into areas where it isn't currently present. But on the other hand, there are a lot of people, including many Google employees, who are opposed to going along with the Chinese government censorship.
And Google has revised its help page to explain to users that it still tracks their location even if they turn settings off. The FDA has approved a generic version of the EpiPen, which is used for emergency allergy medication. It's a relief for Megan Brunson, who needs one for her 11-year-old son in North Texas. She has run into shortages and high prices.
It's about $700 or just shy of $700 for one box, and I really needed to have the generic.
A fundraising effort took in $450 million. So now a top medical school has the right prescription for students facing an annual tuition bill of $55,000. Here's CBS's Jim Shenavy.
What if you could become a doctor without having to pay medical school tuition? Now you can at New York University. It's the first major U.S. medical school to offer free tuition to all of its medical students. School officials cite rising tuition and six-figure school loans for contributing to a shortage of medical researchers and primary care doctors. Associate Dean Dr. Rafael Rivera telling the Wall Street Journal, full tuition scholarships will make it possible for aspiring physicians to pursue scientific breakthroughs and better serve their communities. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
They'll still have to pay room and board. That runs about $30,000 a year. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast produced by Julia Weaver and Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kaifen, CBS News.